Welcome. This is a podcast over hysteria, created in the crucible in a non-science case. Hi, my name is Caitlin Harris.
And this is Jared too.
You may have wondered what hysteria even is. Hysteria is an exaggerated or uncontrollable emotion or excitement, especially among a group of people.
In the crucible, hysteria was created by irrational fear and acceptance of claims of witchcraft without solid proof.
It was a social phenomenon, imaginary fear and anxiety that spread uncontrollably by the belief of irrational accusations with no or non-related evidence. In Act 3, Abigail mentions an invisible bird. Proctor says, quote, "Where's a bird? I see no bird," end quote. She begins screaming and mocking Mary. The other girls join in. Mr. Danforth told Mary, quote, "Mary Warren, draw back your spirit out of them," end quote. Mary becomes terrified, overwhelmed with emotion, and joins the hysterical girls and accuses John Proctor of concluding with the devil. Quote, "He came at me at night and every day to sign," end quote. John becomes angered and says, quote, "God is dead," end quote.
This is hysteria. Because Mary has a strong stance against Abigail, but when Mary was taken by the strong emotions of the girls, she switched sides and quickly puts thoughts on John Proctor and off of the girls and herself.
In Act 3, Mary says, quote, "I heard the other girls screaming, and you, Your Honor, you seemed to believe them. And I, it was only sport in the beginning, sir. But the whole world cried spirits, and I promise you, Mr. Danforth, I only thought I seen them, but I didn't," end quote. This is hysteria because Mary brought the mob mentality to light. Abigail begins accusing, then the other girls caught the motion like a disease and joined in. They only imagined they felt or seen these things in reaction to the strong emotion of fear and encouragement from the court for their actions.
This is further seen in the court's trial when Mary cannot faint on commands of Paris. Proctor says, quote, "She only pretended to faint, Your Excellency. They are marvelous pretenders," end quote. Paris then tells Mary to pretend now to show she was faking. Mary says she cannot faint. She quotes, "Have no sense of it now," end quote.
In Act 3, John brings up opposition to Abigail's case. Paris says, quote, "He came to overthrow this court, Your Honor," end quote. Paris says this because he is worried about John disproving Abigail and bringing a bad image upon himself. This is a hypocrisy because it brings a great fear to Danforth and the rest of the court. Handover, a neighboring town, had had riots and people overthrowing their court. So with Paris mentioning this, John's statements will likely be judged more harshly and irrationally ignored.
Next, let's go into Anansha's case. Ordinary things that if anyone else did would not be seen as strange, but because Haya died, fear took over judgment.
An example of hysteria in Adnan Syed's case was the note between Adnan and Asia, with the word "kill" written on top. This is hysteria because the note did not say who or what was going to be killed or what was actually going on. After the note was looked at, Asia said that the word "kill" was not written on it when she had seen it. This note would have never been looked at or even thought to be the beginning of a murder plot if Hay did not end up dead.
Next example is Anand did not stand up for himself in the courts. This was seen as him being guilty and not wanting to say something to convince himself or show he has the motives. Most people do not speak for themselves and are actually advised by their lawyers not to.
Another example is that after Hay disappeared, Anand did not try to contact her. This is hysteria because Anand's not the only one that did that. Hay's boyfriend Don also did not try to contact her, and he was not looked at like Anand was. Anand was also the ex-boyfriend, so why would he try to contact her if rumors were true that she had run away with Don? This action was not trying to contact her was taken as him knowing she was dead, and that he was guilty of at least that knowledge. In another instance, this would have been seen as normal. He was her ex, and he had close friends, so he could be told updates and eliminate the need of contacting her while preventing an awkward situation.
Hysteria was also known when Anand's past regarding stealing money with other boys at a young age from the mosque was revealed. This would be seen as a common kid's crime with no real connections to someone's adult life, but because Anand was a possible murderer, it was seen as a habitual crime.
Stereotypes also played a role in Anand Syed's case. Anon was the ex-boyfriend, so the court seen that as having a motive. He was also Muslim, which was used as a stereotype in this situation, because people were told it would have been an honor killing, because he may have dishonored him, making it a justified murder.
Hysteria and stereotypes destroy lives. Hysteria causes unnecessary fear and anxiety in society. False convictions, irrational actions destroy reputations and the right of choice taken.
In the crucible, innocent people were killed or jailed. Children were orphaned. Chaos spread throughout the town. Crops were withering. Animals were lost without owners and ending up dead. Hysteria caused the whole society to decay. In Adnan Syed's case, evidence was not investigating, causing a possible false conviction, impossible murder to let go, or at least the uncertainty. Hysteria blocks people's better judgment and causes emotions and actions to become erratic.
Stereotypes cause fears and anxiety of a group of people for irrational or no reason. They cause people to be singled out and seen as less than others. In Anand's case, he was targeted and investigated more than anyone because he was the ex-boyfriend and his ethnic background. In the crucible, the poor were seen as not as morally good as everyone else and were easily convicted of witchcraft.
Hysteria and stereotypes affect all kinds and ages of society and takes over people's logic. Thank you for listening to us today, and I hope you stay level-headed in all decisions and actions.
Bye.